This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Marcus Heatherly. Welcome to today's edition of Stock Day Radio. Today we have a returning guest, and they were on last back in mid-September. We're talking about Argentum 47 Inc. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol ARGQ. And what they do, they're a full-service financial intermediary. They're a corporate consultancy and human resources company, and they have several subsidiaries with relationships in the U.S., U.K., Central Europe, Middle East, and Southeast Asia. And with us today, we have the CEO and President, Mr. Peter Smith. Peter, welcome back to the show.
Thanks very much for having me back, Mark.
If you would, for our listeners that haven't heard previous interviews with you, if you could give us just a brief overview of your company and how you guys make your money.
Sure. We have two core divisions, really. We have a couple of ancillary divisions, but the two core divisions. One is capital markets, whereby we would assist companies in going into the market, raising them capital, and taking a piece of equity in return for that service. And the other part, which is now fast overtaken the first part, is we are building by acquisition funds under management. So what does that mean? We are buying up companies in the UK and Southeast Asia, whereby those companies have got clients' money that they manage, quite simply. So, for example, the recent acquisition of Cheshire Trafford in Yorkshire in the UK, FCA regulated business, nigh on $40 million of funds under management, 700 retail clients. So what that does for us in both the asset management and capital market side of business, it gives us access to capital for new deals. It gives us access to revenue, which is all important. Revenue, and it gives us a wider spread of business. So rather than being that very targeted capital market business that we were for the first sort of 8 years of our lives, we've now become this full service financial services entity who will over time increase our funds under management up into the short-term target is a billion US dollars. And we'll do that by various acquisitions, and we're looking at a tremendous amount of acquisitions at the moment, Mark.
Well, speaking of that, we just got word that there's a new funding that you guys received. Is that correct?
Yeah, we did. Good timing. We received $650,000 only yesterday, which is part of a much bigger funding agreement that we signed quite a while ago. And this is the third tranche of funding from this provider. The interesting part of this funding is we have a non-variable conversion. So the lender will convert into equity a year and a day beyond the fund date, so effectively a year from today. But the interesting point is they will convert at a market price of 2 cents, which, as we all know, is greatly above where we are today. Yeah. But they've worked the numbers, we've worked the numbers, and we know what the net effect of the value of the company will be with the capital correctly deployed into acquisitions and so on. So we just received $650,000 yesterday, and now we're looking at the various future acquisitions of where some part or all of that will be deployed.
Got it. You're listening to Peter Smith. He is the CEO and president of Argentum 47 Inc. They're trading on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol ARGQ. Extremely undervalued here currently where they're at, trading at 0.0058 today. Market cap's only 2.9 million, just over that. And they've got a lot of things happening. Acquisitions. What's the next acquisition that you guys are looking at, Peter?
We're looking at a couple, Mark. The real biggest acquisitions that we're targeting are in Southeast Asia. There's in excess of $500 million US dollars within a fund or two in Asia. We've been to visit with the targets on several occasions. I will be revisiting the targets later this month and next. We are talking to potential funders in order to fund those specific acquisitions. And as we are, all things being well, we hope to go on to letter of intent with one or more of those Asian targets in this Q4. We're also talking to two UK institutions, two UK houses to add to our stable. So it's very exciting times, as I've said before. We've got three or four real good quality acquisitions in the pipeline. We have the funding for them potentially in the pipeline. Now it's a case of finding which acquisitions offer the best value.
You're listening to Peter Smith, the CEO of Argentum 47 Inc. Good time to get in, a way to diversify your assets with a company that's got various holdings. Peter, what's the next new capital markets that you have with your client Creditum going?
Creditum is a very interesting deal. And I would say it's probably one of the more interesting deals we've ever come across on the capital market side of what we do. And we will commence in this quarter to take Creditum into a major recognized international stock exchange. I can't say which one at the moment. We're working hard on looking at the right alternatives. But Creditum are a unique business. They are picking up on the new way of the world with cryptocurrencies being very much in vogue at the moment. But rather than issuing a cryptocurrency, they are lending money to people who own cryptocurrencies. To my knowledge, they're the only business that are doing this. They're the only company that have built not only the algorithms to get the correct lending structures, they've also built the vault in order to hold somebody's crypto as security against a loan. They're looking at prepay credit cards, debit cards against the crypto that you might have in that vault. So in some ways we see Creditum as a game changer. Hmm. This is exceptionally disruptive technology. We were appointed by Creditum earlier this year to look at the alternatives for a capital market listing. We now believe we have narrowed that down to where we should be. We work very closely with the team. And at some point in the next month or two, you'll probably see an announcement that we've picked the market and we've appointed all the various advisors and so on. And I think Creditum is going to be a name in the cryptocurrency world that will become as popular as the word Bitcoin.
Exciting.
There is nobody else lending money to holders of cryptos. It's simple stuff, but very innovative.
They will lend then directly in crypto? Is that how it will work? Or they will lend off the cryptocurrency?
They will lend in fiat against the crypto.
Someone's got,
for example, 10,000 bucks of Bitcoin. They really don't want to liquidate it. Maybe the market's down. Maybe that process is too complicated. And they got a short-term cash requirement. In steps Creditum, they will make them a loan based on an algorithm, based on the volatility and value of their Bitcoin on the day, deliver them the money in fiat currency, probably on a prepaid debit card. Client gets his money, Creditum get a new client, and the Bitcoin doesn't have to be sold. And a real interesting fact of Creditum, in the first 2 weeks of their beta testing for clients, they received 8,000 inquiries.
Wow.
And these weren't soft inquiries, Mark. These were people who were providing all their KYC, passport copy, and so on. And if they had the system up and running, they probably could have lent $150 million in those 2 weeks. They're staggering numbers in the Creditum transaction.
Will you take a position in their company taking them to the market, or is this simply a service that you're going to be providing for them?
No, we will take a small equity position in return for the service that we will provide. So we will be shareholders of Creditum.
Well, you have heard it from Peter Smith, the CEO and president of Argentum 47 Inc. Some exciting things going on and exciting things coming up in the future. Peter, we thank you for coming on again. Hopefully you'll come back on in 30 to 40 days when you get some new information on taking them to market and give us another update.
Sure. Will do, Mark, for sure. I'd look forward to it.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or the station.